This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, evacuees from Hurricane Katrina seek work at a jobs fair in Texas. But first, what President Bush calls the blame game has already begun. And the man lots of people are blaming is Mike Brown, the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. New details are emerging about Brown's qualifications for the job. They have led some to accuse Brown of overstating those qualifications. For analysis and opinion on this controversy, I spoke earlier with John Dickerson. He's the political reporter for the online magazine Slate.
What's come to light recently in a report on Time Magazine's website and also in the New Republic is that there seem to be a lot of questions about Brown's official bio, questions about whether he, in fact, was even a lawyer. The most important question is, on his bio, he says he once served as an assistant city manager with emergency services oversight, the kind of thing that would be important if you're going to take a job dealing with emergencies. But what Time reports is that, in fact, that job wasn't what Brown claimed it was, and that local officials say that Brown really was kind of an intern in that post.
And so why was he appointed head of FEMA? This raises a few vetting questions.
It does. And basically, Joe Albaugh, his predecessor in the post, said he was the logical candidate because he was working for Albaugh. Also, there was one other small thing. He'd been Albaugh's roommate in college. And the big question that this raises is the President Bush has a very clear view of how you manage. You pick good people, you delegate to them, and then you hold them accountable. Well, two of those three principles seem to be under real scrutiny at the moment. The first being, who's he going to hold accountable? He says he doesn't want to play the blame game. Well, he's said that before, and he's had a lot of instances people have wanted him to hold members of his administration accountable, and he hasn't. Secretary Rumsfeld, George Tenet at the CIA, and Karl Rove, his chief political strategist, and he's kept all of those people. And then there's this question of, well, what about the process that picked Brown or allowed Brown to have the job? And the White House would have looked over Brown's qualifications, and the White House at the moment hasn't responded to these news reports about its vetting process, but it seems clear from the first responses that perhaps the White House didn't look as closely at his resume as some of the news organizations now have. And the blame goes around here, too, because Brown had to be confirmed. So Congress is on the hook for this as well.
Right. And the president has stood by Brown. He was quoted as saying that Brown was doing a heck of a job regarding the hurricane.
Well, it's interesting, though. He stood by him. But what White House officials are saying on background, as they say, is that that wasn't a blanket statement. And in the last 2 days, White House spokesman Scott McClellan has been asked at the podium, does the president still have confidence in Brown? And he's done the do-si-do we're all so familiar with. He hasn't answered the question. And this president has been very loyal, as I mentioned, to people in his cabinet and throughout his administration. But with Brown, there seems to be a little distance opening up, and that probably makes life for him even more complicated.
So do people expect him to survive this, or are we going to be hearing a statement about spending time with his family?
This Bush administration has, again, it's been very hard to predict people. There's a sort of Washington type called the dead man walking, and we've all seen it before here in Washington. When the Bush team came to town, there were a number of people at various different times that were declared to be kind of ghosts, and then they survived. And so you can never predict on these kinds of things. But the fact that the White House is distancing itself from Brown and these newest disclosures mean he's not very long for his job. But the question is, or the more important thing is, whether he becomes kind of a vessel for everyone's anger. But there are also a lot of other people here who put him in that job, who hollowed out FEMA from where it had been previously, who at the Department of Homeland Security created a structure in which the bureaucracy was so overwhelming that they couldn't respond to this, who at the local and state level failed here. And so Brown has been the target of everyone's criticism, but there are a lot of other people to blame, and everyone should sort of look past Brown.
I'm wondering, when it comes to appointments of agency heads, how common it is for political connections to play a role, play a large role?
It's quite common for political connections to play a role. This is how all administrations run. And people have charged the Bush administration pays more attention to politics when naming people to posts. And in this particular instance, it's clear that the Clinton administration had a different view of FEMA in its organizational structure. But there's no mistaking that all administrations appoint people to various posts throughout the administration based on their political help and their political credentials.
Opinion and analysis from John Dickerson. He's the chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. Thanks, John.
Thank you.